this were a football broadcast, I'd spend most of my time in this pregame show talking about who wasn't going to play tonight. And that sports you rest your starters to make sure they don't get hurt, to make sure that they're well-rested for the playoffs, which start next week. Well, this isn't a football broadcast. If this were an NBA broadcast, I'd be talking about which star player wasn't going to play tonight, since it's the second game of back-to-backs. This isn't an NBA broadcast either. The culture of hockey is that you play every game like it's do or die. Play like it's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. I wanna stand beside you. Bemidji State had nothing riding on this weekend as far as next weekend is concerned, but that's not how this game is played. A few weeks ago, an unnamed Bemidji State Beaver could hardly walk during the week. You see, he had blocked a shot the week before, square in the skate. He didn't practice all week. Instead, he sat in the training room, getting worked on so that he could play come Friday and Saturday. Sit out a game or two come crunch time? Not a chance, because that's not how this game is played. Michael Bitzer didn't have much reason to play last night either. His team wasn't going to move up the standings no matter what had happened. But yet he played. And play well, he did. His team didn't move up the standings, but he personally did. Blue line middle is Ian Scheid. Over to the right side, quick shot. Bitzer will cover that one up as well. So with that save right there, Michael Bitzer has just become the all-time saves leader in Bemidji State history. He tops Steve O'Shea. And Michael Bitzer just adds his name to another record at BSU. Throws it down low. Ian Scheid plays up the far side wall. Michaelis cross ice feeds Knutson. Knutson in stride. Cuts towards the middle. Around Beaudry comes in. Shoots. Bitzer throws his glove out. What a save by Michael Bitzer. Zeb Knutson, nifty move out in front. And Michael Bitzer keeps it a one-goal game. Right down the middle of the rink, throws one in off of Bitzer, rebound shot. Bitzer throws the glove out and makes another save. Hangs on to this one with 4:50 left. It has been the Michael Bitzer show tonight. I am not your
enemy. There's one more game in this regular season. Earlier this morning, I'd say that two-thirds of the team made their way to the training room for one ailment or another. That's what you do in hockey. That's what you do if you're a BSU Beaver. It's also what you do if you're a Minnesota State Mankato Maverick. They won the McNaughton Cup last night, but their head coach says that they can celebrate come Monday. Tonight, they have a job to do.
We'll give it its due when it's time, which will be on Monday. But tomorrow, we're going to be playing a team that's motivated to come in and split this weekend series with us. So we've got to continue to progress. And
this is my 14th year calling Beaver hockey. How many times have I seen a player with a cast on their hand during the week, only to see a glove cover up that cast and have that player on the ice come Friday night? More than I can count. How many times have I asked a player Tuesday or Wednesday how they're feeling, only to get the answer of, it doesn't look good for this weekend? How many of those times have I seen that player on the ice Friday night? More than I can count. There's one more night to the regular season. The playoffs start Friday night. By Friday night, all of those nagging injuries won't hurt anymore. The playoffs are the best substitute for ibuprofen that there is. Before the playoffs can start, it's time for one more fight. One more regular season game. A game in which both teams desperately want to win. Our final regular season Venusa pregame show is next, here on the Beaver Radio Network. I am not your